So, I just decided for shits and giggles that I do Rilo's accent challenge, and yeah, why not get into it now? Okay, here we go. Your name and username. Well, my name's Melissa. But you can call me Tark or Tarkus. It doesn't really matter. Tark, Tarkus, Tarky. Yeah, and my username is Tarkus Trooper. And number two, where are you from? I am from Alabama. All right, three. Pronounce the following words. Okay. Ant, roof, route, theater, iron. Salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum. Oh gosh. GIF, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. Boy, I'm the most unsouthern person ever in Alabama. But it does come out in some points where, yeah. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Probably is because you just roll it. You roll somebody's house. Yeah. Or some people like to call it TP, but I like to call it roll. You roll somebody's house. Yeah. Okay, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Coke. We call any kind of Coke down here a Coke. No matter what it is. Pepsi, RC, it doesn't even matter. It's a Coke. It's a Coke. Even if it's not a Coke, it's a Coke. Okay. What do you call gym shoes? We call them tennis shoes. What do you call your grandparents? Call them Mau Mau, call them Paw Paw. Yeah. Yeah, I usually call my grandparents Mau Mau and Paw Paw. So, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A buggy. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? Changer. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Oh, jeez. Hold on. I'm gonna have to find a book real quick. I'm just gonna pause it and I'll come right back. Okay. Alrighty, I am back and I'm gonna read a passage from Laurie H. Anderson's Prom. So, here we go. Let's see which one's a good one. Nah. Can't find. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a girl who was switched at birth. Me? Please? No such luck. Unlocked the front door and went in. It was still spring, so the living room was a shrine to our baseball team, the Philadelphia Phillies. In the fall, Dad made it into a shrine to the Eagles, football. Winter was always a little weird. We get Flyers decorations, hockey, 76ers decorations, basketball, and Christmas decorations, baby Jesus, who was a Philly fan from way back. My brothers were on the couch. First was Sean, who was 12, and who stayed out of trouble as long as he had enough junk food. Next to Sean was Billy, 4 years old and not quite as big as one of Sean's thighs. At the far end of the couch, curled up with Harry Potter 5, was Stephen, who was 10 years old, who read because he liked it, not because he had to. Mutt, our deaf three-legged wonder dog, was stretched out across the boys. Nobody looked at me when I walked in. The fact that the television was blaring so loudly the walls were shaking probably had something to do with that. I turned on the tev. I turned down the television set. Hey! Sean yelled. I was watching that! Oh, what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you because the TV was so loud my ears are ringing. Billy giggled. What are you watching? Stephen answered without taking his eyes off the page. Napoleon's march into Moscow. He invaded Russia in 1812. You like this? It's awesome, Sean said. Their feet froze and their toes fell off and they kept marching. Poor strategy, Stephen added. Isn't it bedtime? It's not even 8, Billy said. We're not babies. Jeez, Ashley. I love this book. I love this book so much. If I had the chance to, I might have to read it page by page if I could record it without even messing up like I did. Okay, so yes. Next question. Do you think you have an accent? Yes. Yes, I do. At times, but I would even be covering it up without even knowing it. There are some times that my accent disappears without me knowing it, but then too, there's gonna be times where my accent shows right back up without me even noticing it. It comes and goes. My accent is like a ninja. It comes and goes without you knowing it. But the other people can know it, but you can't. It's sort of like a ninja at this point. I don't know. Okay. Number 12. End audio post by saying any 3 words you want. Thanks very much. Yeah. Thank you for listening to me being an utter complete dork. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. I'll see y'all later. Bye.